This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, listen, you earn the right to play in games like this because of what we've been doing all year. And you'll earn the right to get more of these. All right? Really good, though. Hey, the 4-minute, the backed up, all really good. We had some guys, everybody made a contribution today. We're working tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Get to work tomorrow.
We got a lot to be thankful for. That's right.
Nick Sirianni, post-game locker room with his football team that now has won 8 straight games, 10-2. Hey. Number one seed certainly in play. 215-592-9494. Are you willing to call Nick Sirianni a great coach? I said good. Hugh said very good. Howard threw out words like legendary yesterday.
Legendary.
Which feels
Come on.
Like a lot.
Great coach.
Good coach. Good coach. How are we jeering good coach? I mean, that's a compliment. He is a good coach.
It's backhanded.
No, it's not.
It is.
But they
just won 8 straight games yesterday.
I recognize that.
We were saying the most impressive win of the Nick Sirianni era.
Yep.
Man, just good.
Well, he's also got a lot going on around him, and we could be real about it, right? He's got a great roster on hand here, and at least one excellent coordinator.
Look what
and
he's
one
getting out of him.
He's getting a lot out of it.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
It's a great job.
He's doing a good job.
Great job.
Dude, I keep saying the word very clearly, good job. Mm-hmm. At least you got Hugh in the very good camp.
Yeah,
isn't
very good coach. It's one of those things to me where it's going to be hard for people to move off of the square because you got those people that say, oh, well, he has a loaded roster. So what?
But that factors into the evaluation.
But it doesn't. Like the NFL every year. The game has changed. It's not gone are the days where the team you get drafted by is the team you probably end up playing for your whole life.
Of course, yeah.
And gone are the days where, you know, that is the case and you have to actually draft from when it was like, what was it? You drafted like 80 people and you picked out maybe 2 or 3 and found out they were good players.
Sure.
They've done a great job. Howie has done a great job of using his resources and his skill set to put the best roster together that you possibly can. And they found a chef that can go out there and make cook, regardless of how you want to frame it or say it. Coaches still need to put players in position to be successful.
I agree with that. But if you have a loaded roster, it changes the way you view the coach. I mean, you're supposed to win.
I mean, and is that fair, though?
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair in this day and age. Now, there are still some old school coaches out there that in old school organizations that do a great job of finding talent, diamonds in the rough, mm-hmm. and going out there and having success. But we have a GM that has learned how to finagle the numbers, learn how to fleece other teams from their good players, and amass a roster that is probably head and shoulders better than most of the teams in the NFL. Great organization, great talent, and all that other stuff. I don't think he should be penalized for that.
So it's not penalized, but it's the reality of the conversation. Like he has a lot to work with. Like I can't say it any other way. Like, he doesn't have a 500 roster. He doesn't have.
Yeah, but he still has to manage. Somebody said it the other day. I think it was on the afternoon show. Ego management, and you have to put these players in position to be successful. And this is why I give him a very good coach, because he's figured out how, up until this point, to manage all of those egos. You talk about a Pro Bowl roster. That's a lot of different egos you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And they're what, 10-2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal.
Well, especially if you went into the season thinking they were going to be, what, 9-8, 7-8, yeah. 10-7? You thought this was a mediocre, maybe slightly above-average roster. They look like the best team in football
but
right
I
now.
But I was wrong.
Yeah, and you were wrong about Sirianni, too.
Like, no, but I can't be wrong on both.
Sure you can.
But that doesn't add up.
No, it does. So,
Do you think the roster, after watching the full season, forget what I thought in the summer, you, after watching the full season so far, are they a top-5 roster in the league?
Absolutely they
so
are.
So then I was wrong on that.
But because Sirianni's getting a lot out of them. Like, Andy Reid got a lot out of maybe, like, not like the most loaded rosters ever, right? But Andy Reid got a lot out of them. That made Andy Reid a good coach. Sirianni was, like, a lot of this, I think, is still left over from the end of last season, how last season ended, right? Like, it's just, that doesn't really feel fair. Like, can we not ever get to the point where we look back on that and say, you know, maybe there was just nothing he could do. The quarterback was playing mediocre.
Sure,
he should get credit for how these guys look now compared to last year.
Great, but I think as time goes on, if last year is the outlier, that will be clear, right? At some point, if he coaches for 10 more years.
It looks that way, right?
Well, right now it does, yeah. It looks like last year was his outlier, and they fell apart, and now they're thriving at the as this season goes on. Sure, mm-hmm. as time goes on there. The roster's obviously really good. So that can't not impact what you say about the coach.
Sure it can.
Well, but does it make any sense?
They had a pretty good roster. They had a really good roster last year, too.
Not like this,
yes,
Kyle. They have Zach Bond. They have Quinyon Mitchell. They have Cooper DeJean.
I understand.
They have way more good players
on defense. I understand. But, they weren't that much different from the 2022 roster that looked like the best roster in football.
I disagree. I'll give you this. I probably was too hard on him last year. The roster was more of the problem than him down the stretch of last season. But it brings me back to the same thing. He's a product of the roster more than he's elevating them to any special status.
Well, he still did win 11 games with that roster
last year. Yes, he did. All right, 215. All right, but again, it wasn't a great team last year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to a guy that I have a feeling will say Nick Sirianni is a great coach. Ken in Cinnamon. So what's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning,
what's
Ken.
What's going on, man?
So it's so strange to hear this kind of almost unspoken hope that the Eagles collapse again like they did last year so that you could say, see, I told you Sirianni was a bad coach. Listen, I've been calling this radio station for 2 years saying that we've got a special head coach here, and it becomes willfully ignorant to suggest otherwise with each passing week and each passing box that Nick Sirianni checks. You've got a guy who follows you in the afternoons who still refuses to admit that Nick Sirianni's a better coach than Brian Daboll. I mean, there becomes a point where stupidity is incurable. And we're at that point with a lot of this stuff on Nick Sirianni. Are we going to extend the winningest active head coach in the NFL? That's a question there's actually a caller here that has a bet that they're not going to extend the winningest active head coach in the NFL? Seriously?
Yeah, Chris is cold.
Can I get on that action? You know, Kyle Shanahan's had a loaded roster for years. I don't hear anybody saying that Kyle Shanahan's a product of his roster. Dan Campbell's got a loaded roster. Everybody drools over Dan Campbell, even though Dan Campbell's record is not even close.
Well, but Ken, hold on with the Campbell. Hold on with the Campbell thing. Campbell took over the worst situation in the sport. Like, obviously, he's going to be behind the race in the same amount of time as Sirianni, who had a lot of good players here.
The Eagles were 4-11-1 when Nick Sirianni
But come on. They had Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey and Jalen Hurts. That wasn't a bad football team.
So Dan Campbell's roster hasn't gotten better since he got hired.
Yeah, of course it has. Of course it has.
Well, okay. So why isn't Dan Campbell a product of his roster?
No, but Ken, you're missing the point on this. What's their record 2022 to now? It's probably close. That's the point. 2021, when Campbell took over there, it was a dumpster fire. The Eagles were better than the Lions. So you take out that year, and it's probably pretty close. I think it's fair to say the two of them are close.
You're not going to find a successful head coach that doesn't have good players. I defy you to look. You're not going to find it. And now we're at the point where the guy like Sirianni gets punished for having a good team, but these other coaches that stink. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has been coach of the year in the NFL twice of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, please, you've got to be kidding me. At what point does the coach and do the coaches have a responsibility to get their players better, to get their players to play better, and to get the most out of the players they have? It's amazing how my father used to say all the time, bless his soul, that, it's amazing how closely blessings follow hard work. Like whatever somebody says, oh, we're so blessed, it's amazing how closely those blessings follow hard work. It's amazing how good players follow really good coaches. This guy is a special head coach that questioning whether or not the Eagles are going to extend the guy is preposterous. The whole conversation is preposterous. And I'll tell you what makes the guy special. And it's not X's and O's. It's not that kind of stuff. Anybody can draw plays. It is the way this guy connects to a room full of men. It is special. And you know, leadership is an innate ability. You really can't teach leadership. You're either born with the ability to lead men or you're not. Brian Daboll clearly isn't. A lot of these guys clearly aren't. And I'm sorry, but Nick Sirianni clearly is. And the longer you go without admitting, hey, look, it's like anything else. You get new information, right?
Yeah.
Like you said earlier.
Sure, and I've bumped him up. He's a good coach.
So the longer you go without admitting, as you continue to get new information, that this guy is special, the longer it just feels like you don't want to admit.
No, I always appreciate it. I don't think he's a special coach. We have to be smarter than this than go by winning percentage. Mike McCarthy has a higher winning percentage than Bill Parcells. If you have good players, you will win football games in the NFL. If you have a good quarterback, you will win football games more often than you will lose football games. Like, we can't just say, and that's why yesterday Howard's thing with John Madden and the whole thing with his winning percentage, I don't care. Can I give you a comparison?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't apples to apples because I'm not looking at the first 4 years of his career, but rather kind of like, I think it was year six through whatever. Nick Sirianni is 44-19, right?
Yes.
That's a 698 winning percentage. That's about 70%. That's really good. 44-19, and this season isn't over. We'll see where he goes. He's been to a Super Bowl. I think this year he probably gets to a title game, okay? I'm going to give you another coach that at a time was good, but no one would say he was special in retrospect. Jeff Fisher had a 5-year stretch with Steve McNair, who I think Jalen Hurts is kind of similar to as a player. He won 70% of his games, made a Super Bowl, lost really close, made another AFC championship game. He was a good coach for a time. He wasn't special.
That's a good pull.
And he was a motivator, more of a CEO type. If Nick Sirianni's Jeff Fisher, we should be fine with that. And with the roster Howie puts together, because Howie and the front office are better than what they used to have in Tennessee, this could work for a while.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm watching John Madden. Like, there's levels to this where maybe I was too hard on him, but the special John Madden comparisons also, like, come on.
Well, his numbers are legendary.
This is the problem. How?
I feel like what has separated Coach Sirianni is because he did have a tumultuous season, and he went back to the drawing board, and they figured it out. That's the equivalent to a relationship, man. I mean, when you think about it, and I know people are like, what are you talking about? But it is. Him and his – think about the sound bites that we got before the season started and think about where they are now. He's cultivated this relationship with his quarterback to where they're in a better space.
And that's good on him.
And everybody can't do that. That's why I'm giving him very good, because he, whatever it is, Joe, he's learned from his mistakes.
I agree.
And this team is playing for him. That's the biggest thing that matters to me and to anybody that plays the game. I always used to say, being a head coach in the NFL is the greatest brainwashing job that you could do to an individual.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Because the coach's job is to get you to run through a brick wall for him. And when you run through the brick wall for him the first time, you ask him where the next one is.
And he's doing that.
And he's got that.
I think that's probably the best part of him right now. And also, I give him credit for recognizing what he had this year and changing the way the team went. Right? He had to green light that. Whether or not Kellen Moore calls the plays, Sirianni had a green light, a change in philosophy. And he did it. He did it at the right time, and it saved the season.
Like I agree with you. Just saying 44-19, it lacks context. But we can get into the context here. He's had three different sets of coordinators, a lot of moving parts on the defense, just the roster in general, right? Like, they were a 4-11-1 team. Ken was right about that before he got here.
And we can all agree they had good players.
Sure, but we didn't know what the quarterback was. The quarterback, like, if we're being honest about the career of Jalen Hurts here during Sirianni's tenure, there's a high variance of how he's played. It's been, you know, good. It's been great. It's been bad. It's been average,
sure.
Right?
I just meant, like, the cupboard wasn't bare when he got here.
Sure.
It wasn't as bad as some 4-11 teams.
But he is part of the growth of this football team going from that 4-11-1 to 9-8 to then a Super Bowl contender. A little bit of a snag in the road. And, you know, we talked ad nauseum about what the causes for that were. It looks to be less and less like Nick Sirianni's fault at the end of last season. So I think even when you add context to that 44-19, it makes him look better.
It makes him look what he is, which is a good coach. 215-592-9494. All right. Are you willing to say Sirianni's a great coach? Some are. I thought today I'm moving in the positive direction. I'm giving Sirianni credit, saying
you're doing okay.
Not enough.
I'm trying.
No. Yeah, you're doing okay.
I feel like I've grown on the Sirianni thing over the last 2 months.
You're stuck a little bit, though. You're stuck a little bit.
No, 2 months. I mean, a month and a half ago, I said we were too hard on him. Yesterday, I said it was the best win in his era. Today, I'm saying he's a good coach. Like, I'm moving on this train with you guys. You want me to conduct this
Your
thing.
Flower's in, like, a bit of a snowstorm right now. It's got to weather it.
That's fine. I mean, but I'm not going to buckle here and just say, oh, he's Bill Belichick all over again. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean? Sean?
Moment too big.
Come on, Sean.
Sean.
And you. Easy,
yes.
Buddy. The moment ain't too big.
Sean gotcha.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I called about a year ago when we started having a bad season. And I said, you know, and I think a previous caller said it as well. It's almost like, are we internalizing and wishing things go awry so we can justify our complaints? Mm. In the midst of winning, and winning impressively, and winning through adversity, and winning despite all the naysayers, Eagle Nation got enough people in this country and world against us. Those of us who are diehard, I got 55 years of my life invested in this team. More than that, there are people who literally lived their entire lives. We got, what, one Super Bowl. We had some disappointment. We made it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see year after year is effort. And the reason the Swamp Fox got beat up was because we didn't see effort. Buddy Ryan didn't do much better, but they put the effort in. Dick Vermeil, God bless him, they put the effort in. Nick Sirianni is a very good coach, very good. A 70% winning record? Come on, man. He only got a couple years under his belt, and we can't fault him for the players that's on the field. Those are the people who he's given. That's how you measure, man. What does he do with what he has? And he's doing a great job. He really is. Did he step on his tallywhacker a couple of times? Yeah, so what? Show me a man that don't make mistakes. I'll show you a man who ain't doing nothing.
I agree with that. I like that line.
Come on, man. Joe, you got to come on around and understand this is Philadelphia. This is how we live. This is how we die. And the fact that we're like a family, we can get on the radio. The whole world watches us. Those people are so crazy. No, they just don't understand our passion.
Well, that's right. John, you're right about that.
What we want to put up. 70%, I'm taking it. Marv Levy, left hand, never got to win a Super Bowl. That man went to 4 consecutive Super Bowls, and people have a nerve to say he can't coach. Really?
Well, no, Marv Levy obviously could coach. And, Sean, it's a good phone call, and I like that line. But like, there's a line between good and great. Can we win something first before he's great? I mean, I could pull up...
No, I get you on that.
I mean, we could pull up a lot of coaches that have a very nice winning percentage in NFL history, and if I say their name, you'd laugh if I said they were a great coach. Mike Martz has a good winning percentage. He went to a Super Bowl.
What about Barry Switzer's winning percentage? Because that's where I thought you were going.
Barry Switzer's winning percentage was 625. He was 40-24. Sirianni a little bit better, but Barry Switzer won the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
Just because you win a lot of games in the regular season doesn't mean you're great. Again, I think he's doing a good job, Hugh. And I think that his evolution over the course of this year really, really is something. Because I think we all thought he was on the path to getting fired in October.
Oh, no, that's what it felt like.
Whether or not you wanted to say he should be fired or you just thought he was kind of on that path, it looked bad. 2 months ago, it looked bad.
Hugh, oh, no question about it.
He's turned it around.
And that's why I think that he deserves a little bit more credit because Coach Sirianni, to me, it's the sum of all of it for me personally, because I listen to him in his press conferences now. He's more concise. I know that there might be some pushback on that, but I just feel like he's more controlled. His thoughts are more focused, if you will, when he speaks about this team. And the bottom line is they're playing for him. That's the most important thing, man. Like, as a head coach, is that he's figured out a way to motivate these guys, and they're playing selfless. A.J. Brown was at the beginning of the season on his way probably to another Pro Bowl season. Kind of, you know, took a back seat to that because of what Saquon has been doing.
Sure.
He's still playing well.
But less volume.
And to his credit, I haven't heard anybody complaining. You know, we're talking about the storyline is being Coach Sirianni and, you know, whether or not he lost his mind, the Britney Spears moment and all the other stuff. The last couple of weeks, ain't been none of that. It's been basically us picking apart, you know, what's going on with this team, or is Saquon Barkley going to be the MVP? Nothing like it was 6 weeks ago. Nothing. And that's a credit to him.
It is. No, that his ability to get the buy-in from these players, especially as the offense has evolved and high-profile guys have become, you know, less volume players in the offense, that's a good job by him. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Are they ripping me again on ESPN for the Sirianni stuff? Let's listen to yesterday with Pat McAfee.
He's from Brandon at Geek World. Love that. Hashtag I don't want to react, but Nick Sirianni, this bald Italiano, has done it again. 8-0 since he shaved his head. 8-0 since telling that pipsqueak in the crowd, pipe down, I know what I'm doing. That's Nick Sirianni football, baby. Eagles to the bowl. Hashtag fly.
Eagles fly.
They've been on the road to victory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sirianni's won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, they asked if he was owed an apology last week on TV. I like that. I like what everybody's doing.
Do you think people, like, let's say they have one loss coming up.
Nope.
People jumping off the bandwagon?
Yep.
No doubt.
Yep.
It's a week by week, day by day kind of for him, huh?
Yeah, he's on an hour by hour contract, I think, with those fans over there. But that's Philadelphia football.
You know what? I like that. We might steal that one. Hour by hour contract. What have you done
for
me
lately? That's what it is. I mean, and that's okay. That's what you sign up for. I can't. Where did Pat pay in New York? He played in New York somewhere?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. He played in Indy.
Colt.
It's different here. And I think that's what makes it so special and so unique, because it is different here. And it might not be fair, it might not be right, but hey, that's how we roll here in Philadelphia. So if you don't like it, then oh well. Let me just say this real quick, because I get a little offended when I hear guys like Jim Nance and I hear Pat McAfee talk about, and they say it in a backhanded way, like how this fan base is bad.
It's almost like it's like a half mocking. You lose the game, you're out.
It's like this is a bad fan base. This fan base is crazy, no question about that. But this is our family, and I don't like when people talk ill about family. I really don't.
I love our fans. I am one of them. But guys, these dummies didn't know what we had in Andy Reid for a long time until he left. I'm not saying Nick Sirianni's Andy Reid. I'm just saying you made the Jeff Fisher comparison. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone.
And
Andy,
you know what?
Andy had to lead to grow, though. I will say that. I hear what you're saying, Kyle. But Andy had to lead to grow.
Okay, but he went to. NFC Championship games in the Super Bowl.
This was his first job.
I think this was more growth. Now, as much as like it hurts my soul, like I'm gonna let Kyle throw that Andy Reid comparison out, and I'm gonna let it be. Just like you will let me throw my Jeff Fisher out and let it be.
That's Nick Sirianni football.
That's right. Good coach, not great. Win some playoff games this year. Get to another Super Bowl, and we'll talk. 215-592-9494. Right now, are you willing to say Nick Sirianni is a great coach? Are you there? Hughes at very good. I'm at good. I think good's a good growth for me. I think he's a good coach. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines, all your phone calls, and we'll get to some of the details from Ian Rapoport on what happened with Sirianni and Hurts during the bye. It changed the season. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.